it's time to talk not just one hit wonders, but downtown Bangor, which is full of longtime successes and new growing businesses and great stories. Betsy Lundy visits with us every week from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Tump thumping. Is that in your wheelhouse? Was that your time period?
Yeah. I mean, in the 90s, that was my heyday. Yeah.
Not if you go back a little further, which you're too young for, I would say the Macarena.
Oh, I am definitely not too young for the Macarena. Yeah. I was all about the Macarena.
Can you still do it?
Heck yeah. That never goes out of style. No, there's always some wedding where it breaks out.
Yeah, here we go. Well, we're talking downtown Bangor, and we do not have Rob Irvin today. You brought another guest
instead.
I did.
I brought a very fabulous pinch hitter. I brought Summer from Valentine Footwear.
Hello.
Hi, Summer. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We're thrilled to have you here at Valentine Footwear. For anybody who doesn't know, first of all, what's wrong with you? And secondly, can you fill them in on the history of Valentine Footwear and what you do?
Sure. So Valentine Footwear is a women's shoe store, and we're located at 115 Main Street next to the Penobscot Theater. We specialize in fun and functional women's footwear and accessories.
In fact, the boots that I am wearing today, these fabulous knee-high boots, came from Valentine Footwear.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you plan that?
No, not actually. I was wearing a dress today, and I stepped outside, and I was like, ooh, it's a little chilly on the legs. Let me break out the boots.
And if only there were some family connection that could help you know the footwear business, huh?
Okay, so I know where you're going with this. I did grow up in another local shoe store. It's the Winterport Boot Shop, located in Brewer, which I will say that's my parents' shoe store, celebrating their 45th anniversary this year. My store is celebrating 8 years.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I love that. I love that story. So when you decided to open Valentine, what drew you to downtown Bangor? Because you were ahead of some of the growth. The downtown was still very much in transition at that point.
Absolutely. I knew when I was working on my business plan, I kind of looked briefly at a few locations, and I knew it had to be Main Street, and I said Main Street or I'll wait. I know how hard it is to get people to come in a store, even a lovely, beautiful, perfectly clean store. It's just sometimes hard to get new people in your doors, and if you are on the wrong block, it's not going to happen. So I saw the location, and I just walked in and knew immediately that was the location I wanted. I didn't want to be in a strip mall or out of town. I wanted to be right in our historic downtown. And being next to the theater was just a bonus.
And what is it about being downtown, particularly being on Main Street, that appeals to you and has led this to be such a great success?
Oh, this is a moment for that story about cleaning your windows, I think.
Oh.
About what?
The one about you're outside cleaning your windows and people come.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is actually a great story. So the beauty of being in downtown is what I call the Mr. Rogers neighborhood moment, where you are on a ladder cleaning windows. And I decided to do my annual cleaning of my hanging sign. And it was a beautiful day. And there was a Penobscot Theater Dramatic Academy rehearsal going on next door. So you have all these parents dropping off their kids. And Hi, Summer. Oh, it looks great. How are you? Oh, I'm just meeting a friend here. Oh, I just am popping into your store and I saw my friend dropping off her daughter. And it was just magical neighborhood. And that's what a little downtown is perfect for, is those little, you see your friends, you see someone you used to work with. People pop by on their lunch breaks. People drive by. Oh, I was just heading out of town for the weekend, but I know that I need a gift for someone. Or just these little, tiny, little bits of people that you see coming in the door. Just, oh, I was next door at the theater and I wanted to say hi. It's just these beautiful little mini interactions that you get with people that you don't get in a place that you just have to drive and walk through a giant parking lot.
And that's what's so great about it. As somebody who grew up going to downtown Bangor because it was the only place to go, and now we're seeing that foot traffic of people, because when we tried to dispel this notion time and time again, there's plenty of parking in downtown Bangor. You might have to walk a few extra feet By the way, it's good for you. And when you're there, you can spend a fair amount of time going to an incredible array of different businesses and professionals downtown. It's not what it was even 10 years ago.
I think as a business owner, you definitely want to have a nice variety of restaurants, shops, services, bars, the theater, again, amazing neighbor. But you want people to kind of park and maybe roam a little bit. There's a little bit of character that's lost when all you do is like drive your car, park in the place, walk in the place, leave the place. If you happen to, ooh, what's that over there? Oh, is that new? Or, oh, Whoopie Pies across the street. Or, ooh, a Thai restaurant. Like, it's great for people that need a little nudging. Everything's right next to everything else. So maybe you'll just take an extra little trip out of your way.
I feel like when you own a retail store, 90% of the problem can be getting people out of their cars. And when you're in downtown, they're out of their car. Like whether they like, you know, parked to go to the theater, or they parked to go to the Top Shelf Comics next to you, or they parked mm-hmm. to go to Mama D, like they're out of their car already. So they might as well. It's not an extra stop. It's just right there.
That's the beauty of like the more spaces we have that are not empty. Like I don't want to say it doesn't matter what business is there, because it does, but having an empty business next to you is the worst thing, because it just looks like, what's going on? Nothing's going on here. So if you have neighbors and things that are bustling and, you know, fresh window displays and the UPS guy coming in and out and just like people walking by with their lunch and someone on a bike, and you just have these little, you know, city moments of foot traffic, it just makes people want to get out and about and maybe, yeah, get out of your car. I mean, I drive, I have a car, I use it every day, but I love to walk around downtown and just like, again, have those little Mr. Rogers neighborhood moments.
Well, and what's great too, and we've talked about it, that this growth, this revitalization of downtown Bangor has expanded well past Main Street now, and you know, up the next block, Columbia Street has suddenly turned into a really thriving area.
Yeah, Columbia Street has some great new businesses. Antique Alley is amazing if you haven't been there yet. I mean, obviously, Harvest Moon is great for sandwiches. Two Feet Brewing.
LA Fitness.
I love to send people, you know, people come into my store a lot because they're lost. Help, I don't know where this is. And so obviously, you're a downtown business, you have your maps, and you know, I have a little sign that says, you know, do you need recommendations? Like, I've called over to the Fiddlehead restaurant before to make reservations for people. I've called other businesses just to say, hey, what are your hours? I have people from out of town and they're interested, and you know, not everyone's super web savvy, but I have my computer right there, and oh, look, this, they're open, you should go over there. Or I really think you'd like to go over here. And they're just so appreciative, because you get like this little concierge service that you're not going to get at a lot of places. It's just a very cozy kind of feeling. And I love to help people, like when they say, so where should we go for lunch around here? I'm like, okay, well, tell me what you like or what you don't like. You know, and they say, well, we're looking for this. I'm like, okay, well, you absolutely have to go here. But if you don't like this, you should go here. So it is a little concierge service.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We're talking with Summer Allen from Valentine Footwear, Betsy Lundy here from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. So a new business owner is looking for a place to go. They've got some options, and downtown is one of them. What would you tell them? What are the benefits of being downtown for you?
I think probably the best benefit of being in downtown is the kind of camaraderie of other business owners. And I mean, Betsy certainly does an amazing job kind of wrangling us and pulling us together. But there's a really nice just friendship. You can randomly ask people for things, and you can start little projects, and it's okay to like pat everyone on the back and just be like, you're doing a great job. I love this. And it's just a nice kind of like friendship. Good resources. You can ask people. I always tell new business owners, I say, look, I don't know everything, but I've been here long enough to know, like, you should ask this person, or you can ask me a really dumb question, because it might not be that dumb.
Why did you look at me when you said that, Summer?
Well, it's just so nice to have a group of people say, so how do I do this? Who do I call? What is this a thing? And that's just, you know, I say the number one mistake that you can make when you're starting a small business is not having a team. You need a team, and you need a really big team. You need people that you can call with really weird questions that sometimes you don't even know what the question is. You might say, this is kind of what I'm thinking, but I don't know how to get there. And you need a whole group of people that you can throw ideas around with.
I think too, like, everybody is wishing for your success. Like, I get that sense, like, amongst the different business owners, everybody's wishing for each other's success and really wanting to, like, lift each other up. But also, even, you know, from, like, the city perspective, like, I feel like they're on your team. Like, they want to see you succeed. And so that's a good feeling. Like, nobody's trying to, like, cutthroat each other or push each other out. Everybody wants the best for each other.
I have a lot of, like, online friendships with other retailers all over the U.S. and Canada. And I think depending on the area, you do get a lot more competition that I just don't see here.
Yeah.
I think it's because, like, we're that interesting mix of rural and urban where like, to most places in the country, we're, like, the total middle of nowhere. But to Maine, it's like, oh, Bangor. Bangor has lots of services, lots of shopping, lots of schools and hospitals and everything. So we are really a very urban area, just given that we're compared to the nearby spots. So we have just enough, like, friendly competition within the businesses. Like, yes, you can buy your shoes here, here, here. But, like, that's fine. Like, it's okay if you buy some of your shoes at another store or, like, want to look at another store. But you don't have someone opening a copy of your store across the street and stealing all your ideas.
Right.
So it's more of like, okay, well, when people shop, they want options. So I want to go here for this and maybe here for this and you know, kind of switch it up a little bit. You want choice, but you don't want so much choice that it's just confusing.
Summer Allen with us from Valentine Footwear. Every week we tell the story of downtown Bangor here on Downtown. How appropriate is that? Summer, thank you so much for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Betsy, good to see you as well. We'll do it again next week.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.